This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands marched through the wind and rain on Saturday in Glasgow, Scotland, as part of worldwide protests. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In Glasgow, demonstrators carried banners reading "Capitalism is killing the planet" and blamed companies for the crisis. Protester Ellie Forgan said climate change is not just about global warming.
It's about climate, it's about mass movement of people, it's about what languages people are able to speak, it's about extraction, it's about violence against the earth.
In the UK capital, London, Katia Ramirez was among those taken to the streets.
I think it's been a lot of talking about changes needed and this and that, but nothing happens, so I think we're just fed up.
In Brussels, activists from Extinction Rebellion blocked a main street. A giant red earth was rolled through South Korea's capital, symbolising the burning planet. Campaigners and pressure groups say they've been underwhelmed by the commitment so far.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Authorities say nearly 100 people are dead and around 30 others critically wounded after an oil tanker exploded near Sierra Leone's capital. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Moments before the explosion, people crowd round the oil tanker to collect leaking fuel after it had collided with another vehicle. Video obtained by the Associated Press shows a giant fireball burning in the night sky and charred remains of some victims laying strewn at the scene, awaiting transport to mortuaries. President Julius Maada Bio, in Scotland attending the UN climate talks, deplored the horrendous loss of life. While Sierra Leone's vice president visited two hospitals overnight, he said the nation's National Disaster Management Agency and others would work tirelessly in the wake of the emergency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The United States is ordering non-emergency government employees and their families to leave Ethiopia and urging other U.S. citizens they should depart now as the country's war escalates and fighters approach the capital. Its statement says that incidents of civil unrest and ethnic violence are occurring without warning, and it warns of possible communications blackouts and supply chain shortages. Ethiopia's government this week declared a national state of emergency as rival Tigray forces and allied fighters seized key cities and moved toward the capital of Addis Ababa. The U.S. warning came one day after a U.S. special envoy met with Ethiopia's prime minister amid growing calls for an immediate ceasefire and talks. Sudan's protest movement has rejected internationally backed initiatives to return to a power-sharing arrangement with the military after last month's coup. It called for 2 days of nationwide strikes starting on Sunday. The call comes as a leader of the country's main political party says the generals are negotiating in bad faith and urged the international community to increase pressure on them to reverse their October 25th coup. In the takeover, the army dissolved the transitional administration and arrested dozens of government officials and politicians. The coup was met with international outcry and massive protests in the streets of Khartoum and elsewhere in the country. A U.S. federal appeals court has issued a stay freezing the Biden administration's efforts to require workers at U.S. companies with at least 100 employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or to be tested weekly. The ruling from the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit cited grave statutory and constitutional issues with the Biden policy. It came after numerous Republican-led states filed legal challenges against the new rule, which is set to take effect on January 4th. The stay comes 2 days after the Biden administration unveiled the rule, which was immediately met with vows of legal action from Republican governors and others who argued it overstepped the administration's legal authority. Authorities say at least 8 people died and many others were hurt after the crowd at a Houston music festival surged toward the stage, triggering a panic. Police Chief Troy Finner called for calm and urged people not to jump to conclusions about what caused the surge. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David.